Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Trident Tech Labs Limited conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. From the management, we have Mr. Praveen Kapoor, Managing Director, and Mr. Sukesh Naithani, CEO and CFO. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Sukesh Naithani. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Sagar. It is great pleasure connecting with you all. It is my first opportunity even as one of the promoter of Trident Tech Lab to get into the direct conversation with you all. And I see it is a very important opportunity to share with you the detail of our recent performance as a business entity, our plan and vision for the near future to grow our revenue and deliver value to all those who have shown trust on us since our decision to become the public traded company. And I may be failed in my duty if I do not express my sincere thanks to all the investors who gave us flying stars with NSC by according our issue oversubscription by 760 times, which was a record-breaking response. Drawing for enthusiasm of our investors and maximizing it, our commitment to meet with the expectation, we have prepared our growth plan and our market strategies for the coming months to year. Since this happened to my first direct interaction, I will like to take some of the time here to give you a brief introduction of our background as a business house so that it gives you all better understanding of what Trident Tech Lab come from and what all gives us the maturity to and confidence to succeed with our efforts. Tech Lab has built itself over the last 25 years as a knowledge-based company, which help its clients drive value from the new generation technologies. As a growth driver of Indian industry, Tech Lab has a history of partnering with the global leaders in the different technology area and give the Indian engineers the capability to work and deliver on global scale. In our evaluation as a business house, we emerged as a prominent player in an industrial market segment which need not only the electronics tool and software to engineers new product, but also a strong technical support and services to educate and apply the required technology skills. Over the last two decades, Tech Lab has gained in presence with multiple market segments and in the variety of technology domain. Among the industrial clients, which count over 500, there are the entities in electrical power, defense and aerospace sector, as well as the private company, including the Fortune 500 corporates working in semiconductor, automobile, etc. Delivering the value to its clientele, the service from Tech Lab stands behind successful electric power utilities like Tata Power, Torrent, and Adani, and prestigious program in defense and aerospace, who have gained from the project engineering services and technology transfer from Tech Lab in form of training and handholding from their engineering in advanced technology area. As of now, Tech Lab is active in domain of electrical power, defense and aerospace, semiconductor and cybersecurity. And these are the domain in which we see our business growth is near future. Let me share with you the progress made by Tech Lab in the recent month in these domain and technology area and the new initiative at Tech Lab, which will drive project growth in the business. I add a disclaimer here that all the forward-looking statements are as the measurements see the current expectation and tentative and subject to risk and uncertainty. Our first division is electrical power. Tech Labs has been active for more than two decades in the field of the electric power and has been offering the range of engineering consultancy services and the software solution aimed at improving the operational efficiency of electric power delivery system. The software toolset, along with the application support from Tech Lab, functions as the intelligent decision support system, which can bring effective improvement in the quality of plans to extend and modernize power transmission and distribution network. The quantum of benefits varies from client to client, but these are the instances of the power distribution companies having energy losses in their network on sustained basis and improve its financial performance by as much as 20% by anticipating the problem which may inflict with their network and implementing remedies thereafter, therefore in the time. Among the most prominent of our clients is the Tata Power Delhi, who we have provided our complete set of software and services, including the custom-built electric network assist information and analysis system to diagnose weak point on their power network under the present condition and in future. Tata Power Delhi has gained significant in reducing high level of energy losses in their power distribution network from 52% to 8% on sustained basis, attaining the maintenance world-class reliability of the power supply and cut down capital investment in their even grown power network by eliminating the practices of ad hoc growth plans for their network plan for these networks. The current financial year is dotted with the contract owned by Tech Lab from the large state-owned power distribution companies in Maharashtra and Bihar. In addition to their significant value, and the contract has their scope provision for supplementary services and long-term engagement with the clients, whereas Tech Lab provides a variety of services, including the technical support and handholding of the client engineers while they carry out the planning of their power network. These contracts are the landmark which will promote a significant growth in our business since the same scope of service is required by 50 plus government-owned power distribution companies all over India, many of which will choose to outsource the network planning services to Tech Lab and team under multi-year contract and voluminous annual revenue. Following successful execution of Everset contract, negotiation is already underway at four government-owned power distribution company, with a time horizon of 6 to 12 months of obtaining similar contract. Building on the vast experience of Tech Lab to promote the niche but high appreciated engineering and information technology services, Tech Lab has separated its presence into overseas market and in association with the technology partner Eaton has begun to serve the clientele in Southeast Asia. The services delivered so far include development of customized software and its implementation as power distribution company. The credential built so with the Eaton, which a multi-billion dollar global corporation, and our cost competitiveness which helps us to extend our footprints in entire Asia-Pacific region in coming years. Similarly, as our new office at Dubai is a strategic move to establish ourselves as the Middle East and North African market, in the presenting significant business opportunity for our technology expertise in electric power. With the established credential at the global knowledge power companies like Tata Power, while Middle East market offers us the opportunities to provide the power distribution companies, there is the decision support system for the improvement, management, and their power network. The African market offers numerous opportunities of power networking planning studies as a power distribution company, which are still in efficiency and desperately need our services to optimally budget capacity investment in setting up their own distribution infrastructure. Now, the second sector is the defense sector, which we are working. Tech Lab is the prominent player in the market for a specialized solution for the system level design in electronics, mechanical engineering, and multiphysics. Tech Lab enables its clients' design high precision, fail-proof electronics and mechanical engineering systems, which find us a various technology segment ranging from electronic warfare and space research to automotive and industrial system. In relation to the high-end tool for verification and performance at the design space, Tech Lab offered trained engineering workforce for outside development to fill up the skill gap, which may otherwise frustrate clients prefer to design and development tangible product which meet the let down technical specification and quality standard. Tech Lab has a history there of more than two decades of working with the defense and aerospace establishment in India, offering them the specialized system design and services. With Indian defense establishment is never ending need to improve the state of technology, Tech Lab has been working with their scientists to verify the performance of the system they design. The development of these systems, which work on electronic, mechanical, robotics, and similar technology, require electronic design automation, that's called EDA techniques, offered by Tech Lab to attain completion in assisting their time frame and to ensure that the systems so developed live up the higher standard of the reliability. Therefore, we are being approached by the growing number of the defense establishments to outsource the designing of the new subsystems. Going beyond the DRDO Tech Labs is now in the serious negotiation with the Indian Defense Forces too, who seek the indigenization and modernization of their battle system. We have recently won our first contract from the Indian Navy for providing research services. In order to build up the capacity to wider set of the clientele and to gain the capability in simulation simultaneously execute the multiple projects, Tech Lab has currently in process to hiring the required talent and has significantly increased the strength of design engineers manpower in the first half of this year. Growing forward, as a business operation at our Dubai office gets stabilized, we will begin to pursue the opportunity for our design services in European market. We are currently in talks with some of our technology and the business partner to identify avenues to gain the wider visibility in that market and to understand what all we need to do to upgrade our quality standard accordingly. Third sector, we are working with the semiconductor electronics. The world of electronics has witnessed the huge shift of integrated circuits and now the visible in our daily use gadgets. Realizing its importance in the advanced electronic system, a new ecosystem has emerged in India in the last decade, which includes the companies offering design services at different scale in India and majority overseas clients. We have been active in this technology area from nearly 25 years, and we have enabled many of our clients to learn and master the technologies before they went into era of the global presence. The time has arrived for us to gain a direct market presence in the semiconductor technology. Our decision to motivated by the ambitious program of the scheme of Government of India to promote the semiconductor industry to scale the business till now only in G8 countries. In addition to general shift of electronics industry towards a much wider adoption of microconductors, Government of India too has launched a multi-year scheme to simulate manifold growth in their technology. The scheme modified program for semiconductor and display scheme presents significant opportunity for specialized design services. We have established ourselves in the semiconductor business through a 100% subsidiary. We are in advanced stage to acquire an established design house which serves a global clientele and have all the capability to ramp up our revenue by earning, declared a sizable share in the market for design services in Indian semiconductor industry and notable presence in North American market. One of the major target markets for TechLab is the Indian defense sector, which is wholeheartedly adopted Make in India program of Government of India, and so a strong presence of homegrown semiconductor. We are in process for appointing some of the eminent semiconductor industry professionals to lead our business in this domain. These senior management managers would include both technology and technical sales specialist who had sizable network for the conduct a senior position in the industry and shall help us to find early not only the initial business but also a growth in the top line on sustainable basis. The fourth sector is the cyber security. While the world moving more and more online in the internet area, the business establishment and more so the defense and space research entities need to secure their data communication infrastructure. In the wake of the recent hack of their IT infrastructure by the adversary countries, the defense and space research entities in India have begun to keep a specific budget for creating and maintaining the necessary safety system. TechLab intends to establish its a relatively early player in this market segment and has recently carried out the pilot project for the defense establishment in India. The clientele feedback has been positive, and based on their development, we are pursuing the opportunity to enter a formal agreement with the said establishment and similar establishment elsewhere for specialized RP resources and services that we offer. This everything, whatever I have spoken to you, it is not possible with the good management strength. The new business initiative at TechLab is taking the company into new places and new customers with a relatively bigger and more complicated requirement to align its efforts with the expectation of the market. TechLab has made a substantial investment in acquiring the human resources that fetch its market intelligence, acquired pre-sales skills, and built new domain of expertise to gain a positive visibility in the targeted market, to have the faithful engagement with the potential customers, and to acquire the capability to deliver product and services which match the quality promised to the client. TechLab has made the new inclusion of its management team, which now has the scientists of the international eminence, senior marketing professional with the decade of experience of working on the national and global market, and the armed forces veterans with the decade long association with the technical wing of the Indian Navy and Indian Air Force. Among them is Dr. S.G. Sati, who has been the DG Naval DRDO and has led their incomparable product design and engineering projects for Indian Navy and Air Force. Besides, we have brought on the board Mr. Joe Bhaskar, who is the industry veteran in the electrical power sector and experience of working in the country head and CEO for the various multinational and large EPC companies. In addition to them, we have now a team of consultants who's worked with eminent PSUs like Bell, BML, and Indian Navy is very senior management position before joining us. So now I hope you people have already gone through the half yearly financial performance of the company. I would like to highlight the few key points regarding our performance. We have sales for the first half FY 24-25 has increased over 150% compared to the same period FY23-24. The company has reported a profit margin of 22% in the first half FY24-25, a significant turnaround from the loss incurred during the corresponding period of FY23-24. The company is proud to announce the outstanding order books value 69 crore as the end of the first half year 24-25, of which the sale order amounting 23.66 crore has already been materialized till date. The company is current asset including the deferred expense amounting 10.13 crore, which has been directly contributed towards the sale of 30.35 crore in the first week of November 24. As a result, the company, the total sale has raised from raised rupees 52.79 crore as of today. We are pleased to announce that incorporation of wholly owned subsidiary in Dubai, which will play a key role in supporting the company's expansion efforts across the various international markets. So growth path ahead is the coming years hold a lot of promises for us as a business house. The business domain in which we are currently active or are venturing into the high priority area of Government of India and would attract significant investment in the near future. Besides the credential and the strong referrals built by the Tech Lab in the recent year, would yield repeat business from the existing client of the regular basis. Finally, a sizable and even the growing installation base of software solution provided by Tech Lab would fetch its an assured and significant business for its annual maintenance year after year. Talking to ongoing year, there is a healthy pipeline population of prospective business contract with the current order pipeline amounting more than 500 crore. Based on the business outlook today, we can expect a closure of current financial year is approximately 250 crore with approximate PAT of 40 crore. Finally, before I conclude this address, I would like to express that I am really delighted to have this first even opportunity to interact with you all. Going beyond obligation of sticking to guidelines of the NSC, this interaction provides me a good opportunity to share with you my vision for Tech Lab on its journey to attain the better and still better top line and bottom line in the oncoming years. It is also a valuable opportunity for me to learn from you how we can go about doing our job better. Our question and answer session today may serve this objective very well. This is end of my speech. Thank you very much. Now we can move to the question answers.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question comes from Rajesh from RK Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Good afternoon. I wanted to understand the revenue profile of your company. Can you give a split between consulting versus training versus software license sales that you do and versus the AMC component of the license sales? So how has been the revenue profile in the past and how will it change in the future?
I believe, which I understand your question, you are asking the segmentation of how much the consulting, how much the software, how much the training, right?
Yes.
But generally, the contracts are not like that.
Okay, so, but you do provide, I mean, you do supply the software licenses to your clients, right?
No, no, that's because, you know, these are the high-end softwares, right? So it's a technology-based software. So one is the software. Secondly, we calculate how many man-months we are going to provide hand-holding training to those people. So that we club, because this is the entire one contract. It is, we cannot segregate that this part is the training, this part is the software, this part is the hand-holding. It's a complete contract for that. We have not, these kind of segmentation is not been done so far.
Okay, okay. And what are the different demand drivers for the expanding target market in India and in other regions, like you mentioned in your presentation, China, Bangladesh, Nepal, Middle East? So are the demand drivers same or different in the different regions?
Well, I will put it to Mr. Praveen Kapoor for that.
I would like to attend to your call. I am Praveen Kapoor. Good afternoon to you all. In fact, the contracts or the business opportunities as we look for in these market segments, those opportunities are driven by different factors, especially when it comes to specific domains. Maybe that would be like electrical power. Okay. The requirements are driven largely by the poor performance of the state-owned government distribution companies. They are seeking to improve their energy efficiency. So that is a major, driver for these customers to contemplate purchase of our software and our services. But looking at other markets, may that be the ones in the Middle East, those people, they have different considerations. Those people are looking essentially for modernization of the systems. And if you look at likewise the market in Africa, those countries, they are still in the process of setting up their basic infrastructure. So their requirements are not driven by, the concept of quality or efficiency. They are more interested in giving out greenfield projects to the consultants. So as you mentioned, cutting across different geographies, the different factors are at work when it comes to the client choosing our products and services.
Okay. And sir, in the cybersecurity area, what are your company's skill sets? What work do you do in the cybersecurity?
Those details, certainly you can see our website, right? We are putting it, but right now, the major cybersecurity, we are working with the defense forces. We are not coming to the commercial clientele right now, because that is the bigger market right now we are addressing.
Yeah, so within cybersecurity, like what are the specific areas that you address, and for that, what skill sets you have in the company? I mean, just a little bit more detail will be helpful.
We will let you know. You please send your mail. I'll answer my technical people to send it to you.
Okay, sir. Okay. I have a few more questions. I'll fall back in the queue and I'll ask them again. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from Agastya Dave from CAO Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much. Am I audible?
Yes.
Good afternoon, sir. Sir, thank you very much for holding the conference call and congratulations on great numbers. Sir, I had attended the AGM and the AGM was sadly lacking in any detail. This was the kind of discussion we were looking for in the AGM. But again, sir, I have no complaints left. You covered almost every aspect of the business. So thank you very much for doing this. Sir, I have first a clarification. Towards the end of your speech, you mentioned about a revenue number. Sir, is that a year-end order book, year-end closing order book number, or is it the revenue target for this year, the 250 crore number?
That is the revenue target which we are eyeing on.
for FY25?
Yes.
Great. So, second question is that, given all that you said about the three verticals of the business, and obviously all three of them can grow exponentially and continue to grow exponentially for some time. So I'm very clear about the capabilities of the company now, but what about the capacity? I mean, in terms of management bandwidth, in terms of people who are working in your organization, in terms of fixed assets, how much capital would be required over the next, let's say, 2 to 3 years for you to execute and reach the levels that you envisage as of today?
Yeah, certainly the capital is the backbone for any business growth, right? So that is our financial experts is working that how much the capital is required by the fourth quarter, how much the capital required by the next year, half yearly. So that they are working on it. Okay. So that figure,
right.
They will certainly present it to the board, and we will inform all of you that how much capital we are looking for. As far as the business concern for this quarter, I think that we have sufficient cash flow.
Great, sir.
But
And sir, do you require a lot of fixed assets here in this business, or is it completely working capital which is required?
No, working capital, because you know that our majority thing in especially the semiconductor. Semiconductor, yes, the fixed assets is because fixed assets in terms of the software and these kind of things happen. But as far as power, that's why we said it's a knowledge-based company, right? So our finance is more on the working capital rather than the fixed assets.
Yeah, our biggest assets are our people, our experts.
Right. Right. So one hypothetical question. So let's say there will be a, I'm like looking at the opportunity set, there will be a year where we will be approaching 1,000 crores revenue. So if we have to reach that 1,000 crore revenue, what kind of working capital requirements should we have? What is the ballpark should we take? Because as of now, you're growing so fast that it's very difficult to really realize the requirements. So can you give some sort of an estimate that at a substantially larger size, when we are approaching steady state growth numbers, what kind of working capital cycles are we looking at?
There are two questions in one question. One is that how much fund is required, number one. Second is how we structure the deal in such a way that at least the cash flow will not become a problem, right?
Okay.
Because just one example, government generally when say that we need, if you want the payment in advance, then you have to give the bank guarantee. Right. So we structure the deal that we don't need the advance, but the definition of our product is as soon as we deliver the service, you please treat it as deliver the service. Then you pay the money. Right. So then we don't need the bank guarantee for advance. Then only we calculate in that way. That's then we improve our cash flow. But as far as the working capital is concerned, I think the 40-50% is the maximum working capital is needed for any kind of growth. This is the maximum which I'm talking about.
Okay, maximum. Okay, because when I looked at last year's numbers, the receivables were at 60 crores for a revenue base of 72 crores. So that was pretty high. But I also, like, I appreciate the fact that the second half is very, very heavy for us. So obviously, it is not as bad as it looks, and it's a much smaller number. That's why I asked, sir, what is the maximum, like, receivable cycle number of days, in terms of number of days, what is needed for working capital? Sir, my last question is on the margin side. So again, the three verticals, and as you grow going forward, are the margin profiles of the three businesses substantially different from each other, or broadly, we can take them as, like, an average of what we are reporting as of now? So around 30% is, like, give or take a few percentage points here or there. Is that a good estimate, or are the three businesses substantially different in their margin profiles?
Yeah, basically, margin, we do the business very intelligently, right? When the margin dip, when margin dip, that when we don't understand what the customer is looking for.
Right.
So we create the case. We create the, if any customer by the, any distribution company says my loss is so much, how we can do it. So we structure the deal from start, from scratch. And we say that, okay, this is the money is required. And these are the services is to be provided. Because you see that some of the cases where we have gone on the tendering stage, we won the case despite of the higher price. Because when we, that everything was crafted by we people. So we do the business very intelligently, that this way, this is the margin which we are looking for. So that's why the margin 30% plus minus 2-4% is here and here is fine. But all the three verticals, we have that margin. This we try to keep it.
Okay, so are there any competitive pressures in the in any of the verticals again, which could like put pressure on your pricing power or your margins?
Actually, frankly speaking, that I say now we do the business very intelligently, number one. Number two is pressures come only when a peer company is like that. Because whatever we do the in power sector, no other company is doing there. Because other the companies are very big. ABB, Eston, they are very big companies. They will never come to this particular domain. And other is very small. They will never come to this domain, this kind of contract. So idea is that we don't find the competition in the market, but only we find the convincing is slightly tough, which is becoming very easy because of the various government schemes.
Right. So, sorry, I said last question, but this is my last question, sir. In terms of growth beyond this year, sir, how do you see next 2-3 years panning out?
That's why I say that within 5 years, I want to go the this particular enterprise should be a 1,000 crore enterprise. I think last meeting, the same thing I told the people, that this is my vision for the company.
Great, sir. I've been a shareholder for some time now. And the growth is astounding. And sir, I wish you all the best, sir. I just worry about the capital constraints because the working capital cycle is slightly on the higher side. But I'm sure you will be able to manage it, sir. So thank you very much for the opportunity, sir. I really appreciate the conference call. Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. Thanks.
Thank you. The next question comes from Deepak Poddar from Sapphire Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, I'm audible, sir.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, thank you very much, sir, for this opportunity. So first up, I just wanted to understand because, I mean, a lot of new businesses are coming up for us, I mean, in terms of cyber securities or semiconductor. Even the defense sector, we are doing good progress. So just wanted to understand in terms of revenue mix, how do you see it now? So what's the mix right now in terms of various segment versus how do we see that in 3 years?
Especially you are talking about the semiconductor or you are talking about the cyber security?
At the company level, the revenue mix. Not semiconductor per se, but at the company level, what sort of mix we are looking at right now and in 3 years?
Yeah, so idea is that when you start a new business, initial certainly is going to be 10 to 15%. But next year onward, it is going to be more percentage, right? This year you will see more businesses in the power and defense. And very, very less on the cyber security and semiconductor. It is since we are still on the final stage for acquiring a company, so some revenue will certainly you will see in this financial year too. But that will be small this year, but next year onward it is going to be bigger.
So, this new business in 3 years can form how much percentage of revenue?
Pardon?
In 3 years. This new businesses segment can form how much percentage of your revenue?
No, because if you see the total growth, so you can see that 20-25% each vertical is going to grow.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but new vertical would grow much faster, right? Because there is no base actually.
New vertical will certainly grow, but old vertical, because there is a huge scope. If you see in the power sector, right now we are only catered only one or two distribution companies. and 50+ is still need our product, our services. So huge business is there, right? So that those businesses, the bigger business, semiconductor and cybersecurity will slowly pick up to that level.
Correct. I got it. And can you just reiterate your guidance for this year, FY25, what sort of revenue or PAT margins you are looking at?
So that's why we said that approximately, this is my visibility, because we have pipeline of 500 crore, then we feel that we can do 250 crore this year and approximately 40 crore PAT on this year.
40 crores PAT on this year at 250 crores. But I mean, generally your second half is much heavier, right? Because first half is only about 20 crores odd, right?
So it is always, it is the history of the company.
Remaining 230 crores we are expecting. And from 250 crores to a journey of 1000 crores ideally would mean a very high CAGR, right? So can you throw some light on your, how would we want to achieve that? In 5 years?
No. Listen, that if you see the pan-India basis, whatever the services we providing, this services is, and the additional services which is on the pipeline, that market size is more than 10,000 crore.
Okay.
Only in the power sector I'm talking about. And the defense is also the same way. So the pie is very big. And qualified people are very less. So it is totally depend, because you know this is the human resource is also the issue. So if the bigger size is there, but and bigger opportunity is there, but we have to build up the human resources, then certainly it's totally depend upon how much the capital in your hand. Then you can build up that kind of capability and grow it faster.
Understood. Fair enough. And just one last final bookkeeping question. So in terms of training workforce, what sort of absolute revenue we had? Currently we are having?
So training, we don't, we have not put the separate training revenue. That is not known to me whether it has been listed in this. It's not clear. I will find out from finance and let you know.
Okay, fair enough. Sure.
You can send me the mail. I can answer to this.
Fair enough. I think that would be it from my side. All the way best to you. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from Chirag Dash from Mintbox Advisory. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir. Myself Chirag, individual investor. Sir, scale up to 1,000 crore revenue, do we need external funds?
1,000 crore turnover, do you need extra funds?
Yes, certainly we need that.
So how much will be the requirement, any estimate you have done?
That we are working on it. That's why I already answered this question. My finance people are working on it, and then they will certainly come up if any fund is required, how we can do it, we will come up to the market.
Sir, and the second question, how easy or difficult it is for the competition to challenge us in all of our domains? Because we are doing extremely niche work in defense, cybersecurity, semiconductor, electrical power, in all domains. So how easy or difficult it will be the competition to challenge us?
That's why I just answered this. Competition is very less. There is no competition. In the power sector, we don't have any competition. Defense, we do the very intelligently, we do the job. So when the specification is built up by you, by ourselves, then it is easy to get the contract. And secondly, that from last 25 years, our reputation in that segment is very, very high, that these people, whatever they say, they deliver. So that's why these are the things. So I never found any kind of competition, because competition will happen when somebody is made the tender and you go and bid it. Then the competition will come into the picture. Right. So we never go to the compete the bid for other person who made it. We make our own tender, we bid it, and we always get that.
Thank you, sir. Sir, any peers in international, which we can benchmark with the company? International market?
Any?
Peers in international market?
Right now, we have opened the office in Dubai for especially for more on the power sector, right? And slowly we will go for the design for especially on the European market. Right now at Dubai, there's a lot of consultancy work is available. We are changing it, and I think after 6 months, we will certainly show you some results on that.
Thank you, sir. That's it from us.
Thank you. The next question comes from Gary from RRR. Please go ahead.
Okay,
Sir, your voice is not that clear.
Can you better now?
Yes, sir. Please go ahead.
Sir, if you throw some light on the EDA part, right? How big is our lab investment setup, sir? And how many engineers we have on board?
Yeah, your voice is not is clear.
Hello.
Is any better now, sir?
Hello.
Is any better now, sir?
Yeah, it's now better. Huh. What is your question?
No, I'd like to know more about your EDA division, sir. Okay. So what kind of R&D lab setup do you have in place? How many test engineers do you have on board, sir?
Our headcount is 145. Out of this, approximately 50-55 people is in our EDA sector. Right.
Okay. Uh-huh. So have we designed our own chip? Any chips in the past, sir? Anything?
No. That chip design we take is, this is our aim, that we want to go our own chip design. That is the process. If you know the EDA, you know the FPGA, you know the SA. So right now we are building this entire set of people, right? So strategically we are going, acquiring some of the knowledge-based companies and then building that. Our aim that one day we want to have our chip, own chip design. But that will take time.
The reason I say is actually many companies have started to do their own chip design OEMs, correct, right? So how are we going to be differentiated in terms of analog and digital chip? What market they're looking at? Is it going to be only defense oriented or what market are looking at?
So chip design is, because there's the two kind of things. What way you are specialized. Defense, there is a big opportunity for designing. So idea is that whether you are talking about whether we can go up to the fabrication or you are only talking about the design part.
Only design, using CAD.
Design, we have a capability to design even for defense, even for the private market. And we are going for it.
Okay. So in terms of revenue mix, what percentage you see revenue mix contribution coming from EDA part in FY26 or 27, sir?
20?
FY26, 27, right? What kind of a revenue mix you see coming from the EDA vertical?
That is too early to predict right now.
Okay, got it. So now that we have about 40 to 50, test engineers, designers on board, right? Can we start to do some consulting work, sir, for other companies? Because there's so much of demand for this, design, right? There are a lot of OEMs trying to, you could even do a professional services part in, lending these people to other OEMs. So where they get their knowledge acceleration is also faster.
We are working on it, and shortly you will see some of the news on that part also.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from Rajesh from RK Capital. Please go ahead.
I wanted to know about the seasonality and the variations in your business. So you said that usually H2 is very heavy for your business, In FY23, you had significant losses in H2. So going forward, when will the lumpiness and variations in business change? Will it always be H2 very strong and H1 one-fourth of H2 or one-sixth of H2 in that trajectory? Or going forward, both of them will start contributing more or less similar?
Within 3 years down the line, you will see that all quarter is going to be equal. Because we have changed the strategy, because just now you, if you go through our, my address, I said the annual maintenance contract, right? Annual maintenance is going to increase. That is going to be the maximum business for the company, right? We are signing up with the long-term maintenance contract with all these distribution company or even the DRDO and all the things. So maintenance contract is going to be longer. So you will see that this particular second half and first half is going to increase 3 years down the line. Maybe the next year you will see the change, but third year you will see a total change on this entire wellness team.
Okay. So why in financial year 2023 you had losses? Was it because of a small scale in H2? In second half of financial year 2023, you had posted losses. So was it just because of small scale of operations, or was there some other reason?
I will just check up and let you know. Please send me your mail. I will revert back to you on this.
Okay. So to which email ID we should send? There are two email IDs mentioned in your presentation. One is palak@28consulting.com, and the other is corporate@tridenttechlabs.com. To which email ID we should send our question?
Which?
Palak and corporate.
You can put it on Palak, and she will certainly send it to me.
Okay. Sir, I have two more questions. In your presentation, you mentioned about a key contract with the Indian Navy, and you've also mentioned that you do some work in indigenization of advanced defense systems. So can you throw some more light on that, on both the Indian Navy?
These are the confidential. I cannot reveal it because our NDA is signed with those particular departments.
Okay. Okay. Sure. No issues. And whenever you do decide to do fundraise, would you prefer the debt route or the preferential route?
Both.
Okay. Okay. And sir, you mentioned about a new acquisition, so or you're looking to acquire or in advanced stages of talks for acquiring the company. So when are you likely to conclude that? And that company, what is their revenue and PAT profile?
That you will shortly know. We are going to have a publication press release for that. Because we are in advanced stage, right now revealing any information is not good.
Okay. So the numbers that you have projected for H2 or for the full year 25 is including the company to be acquired, is it?
Yes.
Okay, sir. Okay. And sir, last thing, when will the semicon segment start contributing to your revenues?
I think by the first quarter of next year.
Okay, sir. Okay. Thank you so much, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from Ameya Pimpalgaonkar, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Thank you so much for the opportunity, and it's a pleasure to connect with you. I've been looking for this opportunity for quite a long time. I have quite a few questions purely from the business perspective, since I've already answered questions on the rest of the topics. But as I understand, specifically talking about the semiconductor segment, right? So typically, in the value chain of PCB design to manufacture, you sit at the top where the EDA is, right? And you cover quite a broad EDA platform. You have a broad association with quite a lot of EDA platform providers, right?
Right.
The question which I have is typically, I mean, how does business operate in your case? So typically, a client comes to you for EDA design services. We do the design. It's one-time project. Customer pays for the design, and then eventually the customer becomes ready for the manufacturing, and that continues. The question I have is, do we have a potential of recurrence of the revenue in this space with the same customer? And do we plan to grow beyond the design services, maybe, you know, covering some of the additional value areas within the entire value chain?
You see, the design services is a very big portfolio because the manufacturing is a large investment kind of business, right? But design services is a very big because you need the design services everywhere. And this technology is moving so fast that design is, every month is changing. So the dependency on you of the customer is always there because he wants to change the design. So when he will again come back to you. So idea is that we right now only going to concentrate for at least 1 year or 2 years down the line with the design services because we have the deep knowledge of all the technology, right? So later on, if we feel that, okay, we can go for manufacturing or we can put some manufacturing kind of thing, then later on we will go ahead, but not right now.
Okay. So on the design, I have a follow-up question. So in your services, you have also mentioned that we offer design reuse, right? So typically, it's like we as a company, when we work on various design for various customers, we get understanding of the technical subject. And typically, we create kind of IP blocks, for example. And in order to save the time and ensure the reliability and the, you know, quicker go-to-market for the customers, do we design our own IP blocks within this design framework, which helps us kind of get a little bit more margin compared to a design which is we are starting from a scratch? Do we do something of this also?
IP blocks design takes long time, number one. Secondly, the IP blocks design is any customer don't want to give any other party to design because that is the... that is a big financial loss for him because if any person is going to steal the IP, then nothing will be on his hand. We are going to, because we have the idea that we should have our own IP development, but that's a big investment because even if you develop the 10 IP and one successful, so you become a billion-dollar corporation from only one or two IP. So that is right now in our mind, but still we are discussing, we are examining market, what all is possible, what is we can do, what is our strength, how is our manpower, what is the financial will for that. So that will take some time for us to decide.
Okay, understood. Sir, also on your PPT, you have mentioned an association with ESI Group, and I've been following your association with them since quite a long time. You were also invited in Germany, where they basically awarded you for good work. And since you have mentioned this in the PPT, that on ESI platform, you cover various technical domains, such as the propulsion systems and the airflow simulations, noise cancellation for the aircraft. So my just question is, are you targeting the domestic aircraft or probably the domestic defense aircraft manufacturing space here by any chance, since you already have an association with various defense entities?
Yes, that's why we said that we have got recently first our direct defense contract, right? So in the future also, we are going to work on that kind of design services.
Okay. And sir, one last question before I join the queue is, recently DRDO made an announcement that they have developed an indigenous process for growing and manufacturing a 4-inch diameter silicon carbide wafers, which is basically based on the gallium nitride, right? So it's essentially the, you know, very high electron mobility transistors, and especially when it comes to the transistors, eventually go into PCB, right? So we have a capability on a high-speed design, which you deliver through Siemens CDI and the Hyperlinks platform. Is there a potential for us to tap this market, if at all possible, since we have an association with DRDO?
Yeah, in fact, the TOT is available with the DRDO, and we have to show that what kind of value chain, what kind of value proposition we can give it to DRDO. And we are interacted, we are already in touch with the Directorate of Transfer Technology, right? So we are still examining which kind of products which kind of transform technology we can work with them. If it is good potential growth area for us, we will certainly go ahead with it.
Okay. And one small question, if I can squeeze. Sir, you also do structural analysis, and I think you do that through your association with Bentley Systems. Is that an active area for you? Does this interest you? Because we see a lot of growth in Indian domestic power market where the infrastructure is laid out, the grids are, you know, modernized, the transmission towers and the telecom towers. So that these industry requires a lot of structural analysis as well. Are we doing anything in this space, or it's just a capability that we'll probably commercialize down the line?
No. Structural analysis we don't do. Right. And we don't have that wing in our company.
Okay. My bad. Thank you so much, sir. I will come back in the queue.
Thank you.
The next question comes from Venkata Gurvaya Karna, individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. The extension to what Miriam has asked, and the design services in semicon industry is what we are going to focus in next.
Your voice is very low. Can you speak slightly loud or near to mic?
Am I audible now?
Yeah.
So I have a question regarding your semiconductor business, what you are planning. So the design services is what you said you will be focusing on in next 1 year, right? Is it going to be resource augmentation or any turnkey kind of projects?
Both. It is going to be both. When we are talking about the design, then certainly both the things is in go hand in hand, right? Because the bigger companies need the people, so certainly we have to provide. The same people give us the design, we have to put our people for design. So that is the process right now.
The question is there any past experience in the turnkey solutions as of now, or it's only the resource supplying?
We do have. We have done some of the projects for DRDO.
Okay, so DRDO turnkey is done, and not the chip manufacturing, only the designing part, right?
We are only on designing part. Let me have a clarity again. We are only on designing part. We are not right now in manufacturing.
Okay. On the turnkey side, it's a fixed price model, or is there any different pricing model?
Pardon?
Pricing of the turnkey projects.
Because the system level we have done it, and we have taken the price based on what is the requirement on that.
And it's end-to-end, start from designing to the GDS too, or any design areas you do service?
Well, those are technology questions. We would appreciate if you can put them through an email. We would ask our technology experts to come back to you.
Okay, sure. Thank you. I'm done.
Thank you. The next question comes from Anurag Agarwal from Multify Wealth. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Am I audible?
Yes.
So basically, I wanted to ask, we've been in this business, the power business, for so long, and I understand there is a external change in the environment of the power business, but could you also help us understand what has been the internal change in the business which is leading to such high growth, maybe in terms of culture, maybe in terms of hiring, maybe in terms of acquisition? What is making us so confident that we can grow this fast internally? And apart from that, the second question was, how do we see the money recovering from the Bangladesh project?
Yeah, one thing is the cultural change is you have seen, you have noticed in the various departments in India, right? So there is a change, and we are noticing it. So as well as if you are referring to the power distribution company, they are hard pressed for their balances to improve. So if they have to improve their balance sheet, certainly they need to get rid of the losses. And the losses means then certainly they have to plan properly. And we are there for planning. But as far as the culture is concerned, your question for the culture, culture is changed. And we have noticed it. And I'm very hopeful that coming year it is going to change more better.
In addition to that, I would like to tell you that right now a countrywide scheme is on, which is being funded by the Union Ministry of Power, under which they are going to install energy meters at all vantage points in the power network. The basic idea of going about this exercise is to do energy auditing. So what it would lead to basically is a very high level of transparency with regard to energy efficiency of the power networks. So the kind of cover-up of operations that you were witnessing in the past, you know, the people used to fabricate figures in order to just cover up the things, that would no more be possible. Everybody is now required to set his house in order, and those people would definitely need our services to bring down the energy loss level in their networks.
Got it, sir. Sir, when I meant culture, I wanted to understand the internal culture of the organization rather than the industry level culture.
You are talking about the Tech Lab?
Yeah, Trident Tech Lab, yeah.
We are very disciplined kind of company. Our people work 24 hours a day. When you have to submit the report to the power ministry, then sometimes our people don't go at home at night also. So our culture is very, very clear. Dedicatedly people are working, and I'm really proud to announce, and I'm very happy with the team, and we are we don't have any issue on the culture.
Okay, so has there been a change in the culture? That is the part I wanted to ask, because I think you've been in this business for decades, I guess, and there is in flux right now. There is you guys are shifting axes, and you guys are planning to grow very fast, and that should obviously be supported through manpower, right? And the culture of the organization to scale up that big. So,
our people too.
So, listen, there is two issue. Any organization, the culture is going to change with the time, right? And
right.
Which is gradually happening from last so many years. It is happening. When I started the company 2002, the culture was different. Now the culture is different. So that's a process. So we are not facing any issue on that.
Got it. What about the pending payments from the Bangladesh project, sir?
Bangladesh, we are working on it, because right now there is a political disturbance there. But we are working on it, and they have assured they are going to clear the payments. So we are working, our people are talking, because it is difficult to go right now that country because of the turbulence. But we are very hopeful to get it this money.
Got it. So last question, how do you plan to retain employees? Because what I can see is that you are planning to hire high quality experienced professionals in each of your verticals, and retention of those employees would be a very key aspect for long-term growth. Are there measures to, you know, safeguards to take the, you know, ensure that?
There are important thing in the organization. Why the people work for the organization? That we have to see, right? People work with the organization is the leadership, what they see in the leader. Secondly, they see what the manager is going to give them the culture, how they can grow in the organization. So in our organization,
there are approximately 40-45% people who is working with this organization from last 17 years. And they have seen the path that this company is growing. They are working with the conviction. So when the new people join and they see so many people who is working for so many years, so their confidence level is very high. So idea is the process that how you retain the people, right? Money is important, I know, but money is not only important. I'm in this field from last 40 years and worked with so many good people, leaders in the country. So I personally feel that it is very important that how you motivate the people with the work, with the culture. So that we have in the Tech Lab.
Got it. Thank you, sir. That was heartening to hear. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll take one last question from Ameya Pimpelgaonkar, individual investor. Please go ahead.
Thank you so much, sir. Sir, I just wanted to clarify one more thing from you is that you mentioned that you already gave kind of a guidance on your sales for the FY25. And the question was asked that the FY25 revenue and the PAT is including the company that you will be acquiring. So I just wanted to verify that. Is that what you wanted to say, that the PAT and the revenues for the FY25 will be including the acquisition that you are doing, considering that acquisition?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you so much, sir. And I have just two more questions, sir. In your PPT, you have mentioned about the VAT audits, which typically, the OSATs do, right, for the virtual prototyping and the design flow. And we have announced in the past couple of orders specifically in this domain, in the design flow systems, in the design flow, right? Just wanted to understand, are you actively working with any of the existing OSATs for this? If you can give some color to that.
You send me the email. I will send you the detail on that.
Okay, sure. And one last question. So this EDA space that we are so focused about, right? And almost everybody is now talking about EDA.
Yeah. Which one?
Sir, the line from Mr. Pimpelgaonkar has dropped. So ladies and gentlemen, I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Sukesh Netani for closing comments.
So once again, I'm on behalf of Tech Lab Management, and thank you very much for all of you to join this con call. And I hope after some time again, we will get back to you as soon as the new things happen to this company. Thank you very much. Have a nice day. Bye-bye.
Thank you. On behalf of Trident Tech Labs Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.